We are builders, hear our call. Building knowledge, standing tall. Building character strong and true. Building community, me and you. We are
Builders!
This is Mrs. Fernandez here. It is Friday, November 8th, and we have today our star of the week, Layla.
Hi.
And she has invited
Molly
and
Kyla.
Kyla. Okay. And we have had a busy week. It has been a weird week. We had ILEARN checkpoints where we had to do some standardized testing. We had some parent conferences, which we'll talk about. And so the kids were getting ready for that. So there are some things that we haven't done very much of this week, as much science and social studies maybe as we usually would. And some other fun things that popped up too. So it's been a weird week, but it's been chock full of exciting things. And so we're going to have our kiddos here talk a little bit about some of those things today. So we had two different guest speakers come into our classroom. Okay. One was from our local homelessness agency to help teach us a little bit about homelessness in our community. And one was from Department of Child Services who came in to talk about specifically foster things. And so Kyla is going to tell us a little bit about what we learned from them and how that connects to our read aloud.
So the two guest speakers came in on different days and told us about how they take care of homelessness and foster care. And we had to ask every question imaginable.
It's true. They're good at thinking of every single what if scenario in existence. They were both speakers commented on how impressed they were with your curiosities.
And how this is related to the book we're reading right now is that the characters, grandmother and him, they were like trying to find some places where they can live. And they finally found a place, but the main character's friends called it the overripe banana because it was yellow and had brown spots on it. And eventually the main character's grandmother died. So, and then his mom came in for a couple of pages or chapters or poems in the book.
It's a novel in verse, so it makes it kind of hard to tell what we're going to call those, yeah.
Yeah. And then his mom left him, so now he's left to fend all by himself. And then he adopted some dogs, which did not really help his situation. And anyway, LTHC helped us know what they do to help the homeless. Like, they take them in and feed them some food. And then they, like, try to find some shelters where they can, like, temporarily shelter the homeless people until they get a new home, I think.
Mm-hmm. Or sometimes they even, she said they had some units where people could live with them and they would help, like, pay rent and stuff too, right?
Yeah.
And then what do we learn about foster care in our community?
That, like, no matter what, the children there, they, like, almost always find a volunteering foster parent who wants to, like, shelter the children temporarily.
Yeah, we were really grateful that we had our community speakers come in. The kids did ask questions for about 30 minutes straight for each of them. And so they really did get a lot of what if scenarios and also just kind of trying to understand why a child would want to stay in foster care. Why would they want to go back home with their families? And that's going to help them understand what's going on in the book, I think, a little bit more, too. We also had a lot of kids who were very moved when we had our our guest speaker come in talking about homelessness in our community. Now the kids want us to make blankets and hats. And we talked a little bit about how that could even tie into a Genius Hour project next semester too. It's okay. So we are excited to see how that turns out, and maybe some kids will start partnering up with some of these agencies next semester in their Change the World, Solve Problems, Genius Hour stuff. All right. We also just randomly this morning happened to catch wind about a website called First in Math, and we explored it and the kids seemed to like it. So Kyla's going to tell us a little bit about what that website's all about and what we're doing with it.
So First in Math makes math fun because if we do their math games, they like give us stickers, and there's a competition that we have to join, basically. And so we're really excited about that because for like 20 minutes straight, we had the lead because our class was really excited. At first, we kept on doing different math games and, like, competing to see who could get the most stickers from the math games that they did.
Yeah.
What did some of those games teach you about, or what were some of the things that were involved in the games? Because I played some, like, algebra-related ones that were pretty hard. What did you guys play, or what kinds of things were in those games?
So, there was one game that most people were playing, and it was called Geometry Tiles, and there were different shapes, like very different shapes, like all of them were different, but obviously, and the trick is in that game that you had to like
make the like a match of what shape, like if there was a triangle on one side, you'd click it and then you'd have to go find another triangle and then click that one,
and it has to be the exact same shape.
Yeah.
Or else they won't count it. And that's
so were there other triangles that looked similar, but they weren't all the same kind of triangles?
Yeah, there was a triangle, like just a normal triangle. If one was, like, normal, and then, but the another was, like, flipped over, it would still count because it's still a triangle.
It did still count. Okay, so you're, like, sorting shapes into categories that way.
Yeah, that was probably the most popular game we played today.
Okay, sorting shapes. We do get to talk about sorting triangles and also quadrilaterals in fourth grade. Kyla gave a little thumbs down. She did not like that one. Tell us why and tell us what you did instead.
It's a little too easy for me because it's, like, All you do is just you match up shapes and barely get enough points. So, a group of friends and I, is that correct grammar? Yeah, I think so. We just played some games where, like, you have to match up the answers to the correct equation. And if you drag it once, which is really, like, annoying, to the incorrect square, you don't even get a chance, they just reset it. And so it's challenging, but they also reset the timer too, so that you're not very pressured.
Awesome. And I know a couple of the kids and I were playing a version, we kind of went up to like level 8, which I think is supposed to be more for like 7th and 8th grade, but where they had four numbers. Well, they had three numbers, and then the fourth one, we had to figure out what number could go in place of the variable to then make a number we wanted so that we could use all four numbers to make the number 24 with operations. It was crazy. A lot of steps involved and a lot of cool things. So I like that it was, there's a lot of different levels in those too. So we're going to see what happens. We're going to try to get all of our friends to do it too so we can maybe win. And if we win, we win some math games and access to that website for free for a whole year. All right. Molly is going to tell us a little bit about how parent conferences went, because we didn't just like meme with the grown-ups. The kids led it. It was student-led conferences.
Okay, so basically at school, we made like papers of like our grades and like our classroom behavior and that and stuff like that. And like, do you feel safe in the school? Do you not? Why and why not? And after, and then most people well, some people after school would have a conference with your teacher, aka Mrs. Fernandez, and your parents will just like be sitting right next to you on the conference, just listening, and Miss Fernandez will have our papers, and she'll show us like what we said, and we'll read it out loud, and like we'll get, and she'll ask us some questions of like different like of our answers and why do we choose that over that. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Yeah. And did you guys, I know some of you haven't had a chance to do it yet because we've got some more this afternoon, but those who have done it already, did you like being part of that conversation?
Yes.
Yeah? How come?
It was just a good like experience for parents to know like what's going on at school and like get to see our grades and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like get to know, and like for also for you to know like, are we safe in the school? Do you think we're safe? Is this a safe place for you?
Yeah, it was kind of nice to have all of us that care about you all in one space together. Yeah. Right? And to like talk about things and have you guys kind of take the lead on that. I like that too. Okay, we're going to talk really quickly about what is going on in our specials. We really haven't talked about all of our specials, which are a really important part of our week, too. We get to go to some of our favorite parts. We get to go to the library on Mondays and art on Tuesdays and PE on Wednesdays and Thursdays and music on Fridays. And so they're going to give us just a quick little update about what's going on in all of those areas. What kinds of things have you been doing lately, or what are some things you're learning about?
So in library, sometimes like I think at the beginning of the month, we talk about, like, so we have, like, a thing with, like, month awards for, like, reading, like, one of them was Young Hoosiers, and you get, like, a prize, and he, like, explains books, and sometimes we go on Destiny and, like, know what, like, find out what, like, keyword means and authors and all that.
Yeah.
Cool.
We do art matchas where we say like I am, and then someone goes to the front, whoever Miss Spears, our art teacher, says gets to do it. They do like I am, and then everyone else in the class has to say I am, and then like positive and or like arted an artist or amazing.
So you like? Yeah. Can you demonstrate that for us? Let's say you're in charge. Well, how's
okay,
that happen?
We'll do it. Yeah, Molly will, okay. And Kyla. Okay, I am
positive.
I am
amazing.
I am
an artist.
Creative.
Yeah. That's super cool. I like that. And you guys are going to get so many mantras this year because you have your own mantras in our mornings and stuff too. Mm-hmm. All right. What about PE and music?
Okay, so in PE, we do, like, every couple weeks, we do different, like, sports. And, like, last week, we did soccer. And this week, we are doing basketball, and we have basketball stations. And I can tell you a couple stations. My favorite station that we do is we get in two lines. There's one line that starts with the ball, and the other line has to rebound, and we run up to the hoop, and we have to hit the backboard like just like with a layup, and then one person has, and then we have the other person that was in the other line has to get the rebound. And my other favorite station is the between the legs station. You go between, you like, it's kind of like just dribbling, but like you spread your legs out and you dribble under, and you also dribble in front and behind. And behind is the challenge, because at every station there's a different different challenge, except for the shooting ones, because for the shooting ones, the only challenge probably is, like, making a three-pointer, but I don't think most of us can do that yet.
Yeah.
And also now on to music. Music, we We only do this one time, in, like one time this year. It's talent time, and everyone who wants to will have can share their talent. It doesn't just have to be about like music and stuff. It could be like plays, gymnastics, showing paintings that you made, lots of different stuff, and actually, we had in some people in our class actually like did stuff together and made a really funny play, and they were on like a TV, and whatever the person sitting in the chair wanted on, the people who were on the TV had to act like that. Like, say I said, be a minion. They'd be like, boy, boy.
Well, that sounds fun.
She made us do Tinkerbell.
Made you do Tinkerbell. Oh, my goodness.
And Frozen.
Okay. Last up, we're going to have Layla. They wanted to talk about really quickly about some of our random events, our show and tell party, which also was this week, and shout outs.
Okay, so daily events is like each day of the week we have this thing. It's called daily events, it just randomly goes on one of the tabs, and then like one random student gets to sit like with one of the stuffed animals we have. Or, like, one house gets two. And, like, you spin a wheel. We have two wheels, one with everyone in our class on it, and one with the houses. And then it, so, like, last time we had that one, fire breathers got picked, and they got to choose one of the stuffed animals in the back.
Oh, well, that was the bell. I guess it's their cue to go. This is Mrs. Fernandez.
Kyla.
Layla.
And Molly.
And we are
Builders!
Keep being builders. We'll see you next week. Bye!